He came, he saw, he defended his crown. Whistler Kendo Club, WKC, founder Hiroaki Yano has clinched gold at the 60th annual Steveston Kendo Tournament, 1 year after earning his first title at one of North America's longest-running kendo contests. Yano took a difficult road up, besting a former Team Canada member and two Team USA athletes en route to triumph. One of his opponents cracked the top eight at the 2018 World Kendo Championships. Yano continues to showcase his considerable skills after assisting Vancouver's Renbu Dojo to their first national championship last August. I'm grateful to everyone who trained with me and supported my club over the past year, and I believe I've proven that what I've been doing was not in vain, he said. As the defending champion, I approached each match not as a titleholder burdened by expectations but as a challenger. Facing Taro Ariga, my former boss and the head instructor of the Butokuden Dojo from my time in California, in the final added a personal touch to the competition. It was a great feeling to compete on such a grand stage after a long time and secure a victory. Four of Yano's pupils also donned their bogu, or practice armor, in Steveston. Mika Winiarski notched two victories, one in the ladies' second Dan Plus division and one in the team contest. Among youth, Jack Sang, James Sang and Leo Sato managed two draws between them, a notable improvement after losing every match at last year's tournament. First and foremost, the fact that members, including parents, are willing to participate in tournaments or go out of their way to cheer for the team in Vancouver serves as evidence of their desire and eagerness to practice and learn kendo, said Yano. I feel gratitude and pride for everyone's positive actions. It is the students' attitude towards kendo and the support from their families that make it evident, even within the limited practice time of once a week, that they are growing both technically and mentally. I am excited about their future growth. Transcending generations. This year's Steveston outing is reflective of the WKC's growth as a whole. Several more youths have joined the fold, including a four-year-old and three girls aged 11, 14 and 16. The club provides a niche but weatherproof form of exercise, and kendo itself is adaptable to a wide range of generational needs. Furthermore, as an ancient martial art from Japan emphasizing etiquette, kendo can be attractive to parents who want their children to grow both athletically and personally. To those who might envision the sport as painful or intimidating, Yano explains that it's all about manners and discipline. Kendo represents a profound aspect of Japanese heritage, and its emphasis on courtesy aligns with the values that parents wish to instill in their children, he says. Of course, emphasizing a friendly atmosphere throughout the club and providing an environment where beginners can easily participate has also been a significant factor. Additionally, as a lifelong sport enjoyable for people of all ages and genders, kendo is now beloved worldwide, enabling international exchanges that transcend generations. Yano continues to lead by example. In the two-month lead-up to his recent competition, he swung his bamboo sword, or shinai, a minimum of 200 times per day in addition to his twice-a-week practice sessions at his own club and the Renbu Dojo. He keeps himself in excellent physical and mental shape, even when no major contests are on the horizon. No one has ever achieved a three-peat in the 60-year history of the Steveston Kendo Tournament, and a chance to become the first keeps complacency far away from Yano's mind. His students likewise are working hard in preparation for nationals this May in Vancouver. Learn more about the WKC's programming at the club's Facebook and Instagram pages.